I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Check it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Want to welcome the coach of our Hawks talent.
Ismael Diaz.
How's it going?
Ismael Diaz Tolentino. Good morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, happy to be here. Happy to have you.
All right, first of all, we want to make sure we're pronouncing your name correctly.
Yes, my name is Ismael Diaz. That's
okay.
Perfect.
Oh, Diaz of Tarantino. Okay, we want to make sure we are saying it correctly here. Listen, we were just, as we were getting you, we were touting some of your past achievements. And listen, it's not just the esports here with basketball. You've been getting it done at FIBA. We saw how you led the Dominican team to a gold medal in 2021 in FIBA.
Yes, that's correct. But that was actually FIBA esports, so it's kind of the same thing. Yeah, like,
well,
FIBA has a whole system similar to what the NBA does, so it's pretty much the same thing.
Do you
at an international level?
Do you go and talk about how you compete? That you go to a certain location to do it, or you do it remotely, or how has even this time of COVID changed?
Yeah, that happened during the COVID pandemic, so everyone had like their own base in their own countries. So we play from the Dominican Republic, and then we play against teams like Puerto Rico, and they were based in their own country, and so on. But the plan is for FIBA to actually have a World Cup live maybe sometime this year or next year.
Can take a second and talk about your background in esports, because what I want to know is you were obviously a hot commodity. In 21, you won doing the esports FIBA version, but that same year, then you were hired by Atlanta. What makes you, and I'll give you a chance to tout your own horn, what makes a good coach in esports?
So my story with esports is actually pretty interesting because it all happened during the pandemic. Like, it was kind of fast. I did play the game a lot before. I come from a sports background. I played soccer growing up. I played baseball and basketball growing up. So I was kind of familiar with sports. That was kind of what always caught my attention, you know, like sports game. And then during the pandemic, we didn't have anything else to do. So I started getting more serious with that, like, you know, like organizing leagues, organizing teams. I got a whole community in Latin America of like around, I want to say 500 players playing organized esports. And that was kind of like the start of it. I was good at it. I saw I was creating something important. And then I was like, okay, maybe this is a career as well, you know. And that was kind of what made me pursue it. In terms of like what makes a good esports coach, I think it's very similar to what makes a sports coach overall. Like, it's you're dealing with young men, similar as what you would do in a physical sport, and then it's a lot of the mental work. You know, like esports, I would probably say 90% mental, as it is. You know, so you have to really be locked in and kind of like lead the emotions of the players. So you do a lot of like therapy work, if that makes sense. You got to be on top of your guys all the time. And it's all about preparation as well, you know?
Yeah. Spending time on the waitfor.com outline. The coach of the Hawks Talon is Coach Ismael Diaz. And they are social. They are social. You can follow Hawks Talon at Hawks Talon GC. You can follow Coach at Melo DZT at MailODZT on Twitter if you want to follow Coach.
You better get that right.
I got it right. Talk about this week and what happened. I mean, this year's roster took shape and a big step came up this week. Talk about who's going to be a part of things for the Hawks Talon this year.
Yeah, so we just had the draft a couple of nights ago, and it was probably the biggest night in franchise history. We were lucky enough to get the number one pick in the past draft lottery. So we got the best available at the time. You know, his name is Mark David Smith. He's from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
He goes by. What was that?
No, I just said, yeah, I'm from Chicago, so that's why I just said a yes, sir, there.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, he's from Chicago. He's probably the best scorer in the game right now, and he's coming to Atlanta. He's going to be playing for us and the talent. We also pulled a trade at the deadline during draft, and we acquired Gradient. His name is Samuel Sawyers. He's from Florida, and he's an all-star in the NBA 2K League. So we got really, really good. Like, we got the number one pick. We got an all-star small forward, and we also acquired with the 37th pick the one Queen, who is a power forward that's just really good at the game, and that rounded out our roster. So as it stands right now, we probably have the best roster we've had in 4 years of history. So we're really excited for this upcoming season.
Coach, and by the way, Mark David Smith's nickname, Glizzy. Got to get Glizzy in there.
Yes.
Got to throw that in there. And the other guy, I don't have their nicknames in front of me here, but you know what? We need a little bit of education for our audience. When you talk about having the number one pick or adding anybody to an esports team, you know, you start thinking of the traditional sports. Hey, we just got ourselves a new wide receiver. We got a new lineman. Well, we kind of know how they're going to mesh into the team, whether it's defense or offense. How does a new esports player, especially one who's considered a number one pick, how long does it take or is it sort of instantaneous that they mesh with the other four guys when they're playing?
It's actually very similar to what the traditional NBA looks like. You know, like, these guys are coming in. They're probably going to come into Atlanta sometime next week. And then we're going to have a whole 5 weeks of preparation before we start actually playing competitive games. You know, we're going to do a lot of scrimmages. We have to go through like a lot of practices. Like, we do team activities to kind of integrate the guys, because they also have to be on the same page. Like, chemistry is a thing in esports, so it's very similar. Like, the thing with Mark David Smith, Glizzy coming in, like, he's young. He's gonna be the youngest team, the youngest guy on the team. So it's gonna be interesting for sure. This is his first time away from home, so that's gonna be kind of like a challenge for him. But we're gonna work through it. And I know he's gonna be okay. He's a very mature kid, and we're really excited to have him.
Coach, a couple questions here. Average age of your team and the players on the team, and then when you talk about practicing and meshing new players in, talk about the hours of practice throughout the course of a day.
Okay, so the average age right now is probably around 24, 25. And with the practices, it's actually very, very, very serious. Like, when we start practicing before tournaments, we usually do 6 to 8 hours a day. And then once we are in the actual tournament, the days that we don't have a game, we probably do even more than that. Like, there's been days that we practice for 8-10 hours before a big tournament. That's including scrimmages, film review, game plan review. So yeah, like, the practice is usually very serious, and it takes more time than the actual competing.
That's pretty amazing when you talk about the things that similar to any of the team. He's talking about film room. He's talking about some of the same exact things.
Sam, I was.
Yeah.
Again, I'm being re-educated because Coach and Sam and I talked esports when it really kind of blew up before the pandemic here. I mean, everybody was buying teams. A lot of famous people were dipping their toe into esports. And we were hearing these stories about double-digit hours practicing. And actually, I was surprised to hear 24 is the average age, because I was thinking it was much younger than that. So again, when you talk about the hours that you guys spend and the ages of these guys, I'm just a little bit surprised. But the stamina that it takes to be successful at what you guys are trying to achieve, you guys know it, and you work at it throughout the course of the week when you're practicing?
Yes. So it's an integrated effort. You know, like, we try and train and stay on top of, like, their mental health, their physical health, because it is very challenging. You know, like, they're actually putting in the work. It's a full-time job. So we want to make sure they stay healthy in all aspects, you know. But so yeah, we are definitely on top of that. These guys, they're professionals at what they do. They prepare for this. They like the usual 2K league esports athlete. They prepare for I want to say 3 to 4 years before they actually make it to the league. So they come in and they already know what they have to do and how they have to take care of their own craft. If that makes sense.
How does somebody get on the radar that wants to be, you know, I mean, we have a kid now who loves to play 2K, you know, and he's like 12, 13, 14. How does somebody get on the radar with the possibility for the future? Because I'm sure there are people who are maybe probably scouting for young talent. How would you, you know, put yourself out there and be seen?
So, yeah, there's actually a lot of tournaments that are organized by 2K in-game. There's also tournaments that, like, independent leagues, amateur esports league, they organize in all different cities and regions. Every NBA 2K league team, they also organize tournaments throughout the year. And now the NBA 2K league has started, like, an amateur challenge thing where anyone can actually come and sign in. It's a free tournament. They can sign in with a team and just kind of compete. And that's how we follow track of all the prospects that might be available in an upcoming draft. So there are a lot of opportunities throughout the year for anyone to just go and showcase their talents, you know. It's very similar to what you do in traditional sports, like let's say basketball. Like, you know, you play AAU, you play high school, and then you kind of put your name out there and you get ranked and scouts are watching you. So I would say if you want to make 2K a career, definitely put your name out there, sign up for as many tournaments as you can. When you see any official tournaments coming from the NBA 2K League, sign in for them and just showcase your time. You know, like that's how we keep track of the players and how we see them.
All right. Well, if you want to follow these guys to get updates on what's going on with Hawks Talon Gaming Club, visit hawkstalongc.gg. You can follow them on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yeah.
Listen, man, it's going to be a season of expectations. You got the number one pick. Folks are going to be looking for you to get the chip at the end of the year. And you have our support. And you want to come on and talk about these guys, you are welcome here anytime, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. And I would like to say that we are actually, last season, we were the first team that did, like, live events on market, like, in their own city. So we are looking to replicate that. We want to have live games here in Atlanta, and that's something that you might be able to to join us,
and
you
how
know, experience esports.
How many people can you fit in there?
I don't know where he's talking about having them.
Where were you talking about having them?
Yeah, we have a facility in State Farm Arena. Last year when we did them, we probably had around, I want to say, 60 to 100 people there sitting and watching our games live.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to replicate that. So you might be able to follow up. And on social media, we're probably going to be announcing it if that's something that we can make it happen.
Yeah, man.
We will watch out for that. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
They got brand new facilities over there. Mm-hmm. And oh, man. They are investing in this team. That's what you want to hear.
Already been made.
There you go. Coach Diaz, thank you again for getting up and being a part of the show, and much success this upcoming season.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.